Welcome. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Taipu Orchestra. Side A.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Tidepool Orchestra. Here with me today is Mike. My name is Brian. Over here to my left is Schmebulon.
Schmebulon.
He's a pretty cool guest. We're going to have him on for the whole episode, so I'm really, really glad he showed up. Isn't that right, Schmebulon? Good. What do you think about Schmebulon, Mike?
I think he's awful and he should leave.
No! Schmebulon's the best. Anytime that there's an awkward pause in our conversation for this podcast, I think Schmebulon should make random noises. Alright, this is episode 19 of the Tidepool Orchestra. And it looks like it's just us. Yep. That's okay. That's okay though. You know, sometimes you don't need a big group of friends to be happy. You just need two good friends. You just need your good friend Mike and his new friend Schmebulon. This is going to be a great episode, guys. All right, up first, we have story times. Yeah?
I have a title for this episode.
A title for this episode? What?
Yeah, I have one.
You have one?
Yeah.
What's the title?
It's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill from here. Now, you may think maybe that's a bad thing, but just think about that one guy. What's his name? The Greek guy, he had to roll that boulder uphill over and over, and it would just, like, it would always roll back downhill, and he had to start over. It brings me to my next point. Maybe we should start over. But no, instead... Sorry, I keep burping a little bit, but I went and I got pizza at Little Caesars today, and let me tell you, I have a story to tell about Little Caesars, and you are not going to believe it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I go to Little Caesars. Basically, I decided I haven't played that Mario game in a while, Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga for the show, for the YouTube channel. So I decided to sit down and play some Mario & Luigi. And around six episodes into that, a bird kept screaming, and I'm like, you know what? I need lunch. It was like 3:30 p.m. So I get in my car and I start driving along, and the police are everywhere, and it's great. Like, I pass by two or three different police car sirens blaring, everybody's like pulling to the side. Not me though, except I did. So I get to Little Caesars, right? And I go inside and there's no one there. So I walk up to the register, and then this trickster god just shows up from behind the back, because you know you go into Little Caesars and they have that big, like, the shelf unit that keeps all the pizzas warm, you know.
Yeah,
you know how they do. So this guy shows up, he comes out from behind that thing, and he hops up onto the counter, he's like sitting there on top of the counter, crossing his legs, kind of doing that weird little akimbo arm thing, and then, like, using one to hold up his chin, and he's like, how can I help? Like, what the fuck is happening? So, I'm like, I just need a pepperoni pizza. And he's like, well, to get a pepperoni pizza from here, from Little Caesars, you must answer a riddle. And at this point, I'm like, maybe I should get Burger King. But I'm like, okay, I'll answer your riddle.
No, see, if you went to Burger King, if you went to Burger King, you would have walked in and the cashier would have been like, First, you have to do the Olympian physical.
Yeah. You go to McDonald's and they make you arm wrestle for a hamburger. Well, what is
Exactly, man.
happening? Great. So I'm like, okay, I'll answer your riddle. And he's like, all right, here's my riddle for you. In order for you to purchase a pizza from here, Little Caesars, home of the pizza, here's the riddle. Why is pizza served in a square box, baked in a circle, sliced into triangles to serve? I'm like, well, I don't know, man. Like, I know the answer. The answer is really obvious because of efficiency's sake for each and every part of that. Like, the pizza box is a square because, like, that's the easiest thing to make out of cardboard and fold up. The pizza is a circle because it's the easiest shape to, like, to roll out. And it's served in triangles because it's the easiest way to divide a circle into equal pieces. Like, this isn't
You
a
mean
riddle.
you can't slice it in smaller circles?
No, 'cause then you have like the absence of circles. Or here's something for you. Little Caesars themselves have a deep dish pizza that is cooked into a rectangle shape that fills up the entire pizza box, which is also a rectangle, and then they cut it into rectangles. This is the same place where the trickster fucking the riddle master is
The
asking me this
FBI
question.
is knocking on your door any minute, Brian. You need to calm down.
But like, why is this guy asking me riddles in order for me to buy my pizza? Pizzas at Little Caesars are EBT eligible too, so it's not even like that much of a hot commodity. I don't know. But anyway, I answer his riddle and I get the pizza, and he's like, "Haha, if you were stoned as hell right now, you would be dying laughing." I'm like, yeah, but I drove here. So I can't be that.
That, except a lot of people don't care.
I'm pretty sure this guy was high. Pretty sure the pizza man that I talked to that gave me riddles in order for me to buy a pizza was high himself.
I mean, that's probably true because, I mean, why else would he specifically mention being high? Man, I'm kind of upset right now, TBH.
Why, what up?
You made me want Little Caesars, and the closest Little Caesars is 12 minutes away from me by car. Guess what? I don't have a car.
But guess what you do have?
What?
Fiance, why don't you tell a story?
Oh, hey guys. So, I
Yeah?
got engaged.
Yay!
There's my story.
That's your entire story.
I got engaged. What else for story would be?
What else for story would be? These are the questions. Mean, Christmas just happened. Did you get anything cool for Christmas? I got some interesting Christmas gifts. Did you get anything cool?
Hang on, my connection is messing up like pretty damn bad.
Okay, well, you try to get your connection set up. I
Let's
will
see if I can
tell
alleviate this.
three Christmas gifts that I got. Four Christmas gifts that I got this year. Two of them were coffee pots. I got one coffee pot from my mom and one coffee pot from my dad. My dad lives in a different state, so he shipped his up, and I actually got it in the mail the same day that I got the one from my mom. So now I have two coffee pots in my bedroom. And I will stay very caffeinated throughout this entire podcast, and that's why I'm so energetic.
Yay, energy.
Did you get your internet connection back up?
Yeah, I'm back on. I'm on my phone now
You're on
because
your
I
phone.
got tired of fucking with my laptop.
Well, the audio seems to be working just fine, so hopefully that's good. Hopefully.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. But no, I for Christmas I got a Bluetooth car diagnostic kit.
Nice.
And a flashlight.
Flashlight. How powerful
And a flashlight.
is the flashlight?
500 lumens.
That's a lot of lemons.
Yeah. 500 lemons.
500 lemons.
500 lemmings.
500 lemmings. What does Shmebulon get for Christmas? Fascinating. Truly, truly fascinating. I believe Shmebulon may be the greatest mind of our new generation.
Honestly, I think he had the best Christmas out of all of us.
I got a Christmas present from my roommate I would like to talk about because it's fucked up.
Oh, please do.
I got a framed gift certificate from one of my roommates that says, good for one replacement penis piercing.
So wait, I'm curious about that. Does that mean that you redeem it to him and he gives you the money to get a new penis piercing, or you take the certificate to a piercing parlor and they accept it as currency, or what's going on there?
Well, let me stop you right there. The roommate that got it for me is actually female, which makes it even weirder, I think, in my opinion. Number two, I think it's just photoshopped. I don't think it's an actual gift certificate because there's no like actual tattoo or piercing parlor logo on it. It just says gift certificate 2 for good for, it says good until redeemed, and then there's a signature. So there's a lot going on, and it's framed, so now I have it on display next to some Care Bears.
As it should be.
As it should be. That's the logical place to store something like this, is next to at least 2 to 3 Care Bears, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I would also accept My Little Ponies.
I would not. And then the third interesting gift, and this is fascinating, is I got a copy of Brave New World from my dad. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. I was like, oh, cool. I love books that take place in a dystopian future where they constantly talk about abortion. That's like one of my favorite subgenres. And he's like, haha, yeah, I know. I didn't know if you had this or not. So I look at my shelf and I'm like, oh, shoot, I did have it. So now I have 2 copies of Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. So that's cool.
Brian, that's weird.
That is weird. What part of that is weird?
You know, the all of it.
The all of it, yeah. Did you get anything else crazy for Christmas?
Well, I got my fiance, which I'm actually going to tell the story of. I'm not going to be a dick about it.
Okay, good.
So, as you guys know, I've been referring to Kat as my fiance for a while. She was my fiance to being my fiance, as in we were engaged to be engaged. Like, I had asked her parents' permission and all that stuff. Which, I mean, I know that's not really, it's kind of a quote-unquote archaic, as I've heard. But it's what she wanted, so it's what I did. Now, she did not know when I was actually going to propose, just that it was going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It was going to happen at some point, whether she liked it or not.
Yeah, that's normally how you propose to people.
But that's the good thing about a proposal is you can always say no.
Yeah.
She didn't, by the way.
She didn't say no.
Wait. She said yes, Brian. I'm just
okay.
Spoilers. But no, it's not the ring I proposed with is not the ring that she will, it's not the final ring that she's going to have. It is a placeholder ring until I can get the actual ring. But the ring she is currently wearing is actually one of my mother's rings.
Did your mom know that you were?
Well, they knew it was going to happen. They didn't know it was going to happen when it happened. No one knew it was going to happen when it happened. I completely sprung it on everyone, including myself. I did not plan this. It was like It was a complete spur of the moment thing. We set up for family picture in front of the Christmas tree. And you know, we all gathered there. I set the timer on my phone. We got in position. We took the picture. The picture turned out bad because my brother-in-law's face was right behind my sister's head. So you couldn't really see his face.
I'm really glad that sentence had more to it than I thought, because I thought it was just going to be... It turned out really bad because my brother-in-law's face... Anyway.
Well, Chris has listened to the podcast, so I can't openly just be a dick to him.
Oh, but I can.
I know you can.
I have all of the power. Anyway, go on.
So I was like, "All right, we'll everyone get back into position. We'll set up. We'll take a new picture." And they were like, "Oh, fine," because at this point they were tired of posing. And so the idea, I'm not going to say this is when the idea came into my head, because it didn't come into my head. As I was pressing the button to start the timer to take the new picture, I was like, "I'm going to do this." Like, it was an instant, like, decision. I pressed the button, I turned around, I got on my knee, and I pulled out the ring, and the camera flashed at exactly the right second. And I was in autopilot, so I didn't actually say anything. I was just standing, sitting, or kneeling there, ring box open. She has a shocked expression. Like, 5 seconds go on. But it feels like 5 minutes. And I'm like, "Well?" And she's like, she's crying at this point, like, out of happiness. And she's like, "You didn't ask anything." And I'm like,
"Shit. I knew I forgot like, something.
Will you marry me?" And she's like, "Yes, yes, I will."
That's a really good story, Mike.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of it. I'm thinking about writing it into a fiction novel.
Sometimes life can be more beautiful than fiction.
Did you get that out of a fiction book?
Yeah. Now I'm having second guesses because, like, that was a really beautiful sentiment, but it came from fiction, so I guess it's wrong?
It's fine. I'll accept it.
Well, that's good. Actually, before we get to the intermission, we have some questions. Now, I don't know if all of our listeners are aware, but there's now a Discord channel that you can go to and you can, like, interact
with us. It's the fan server.
It's the fan server. So we actually...
Instead of fan servers.
We actually have more fans in there than we have podcast hosts, which is pretty incredible, I think.
No, that's pretty great, considering for the first, like, few days, it was nothing but us.
Yeah. So you can meet some interesting folks. You can meet Chris, who is Mike's brother-in-law, and he has a funny face, and he has some funny questions. All right, so I put in the fan server, "Hey guys, some interactivity. We're about to record a podcast in, like, I don't know, 10 minutes. Do you guys have any questions?" And Mike, your brother-in-law Chris actually gave some questions. So let's go ahead and answer some of those before doing the intermission. Let's see. Question number one: where did you guys grow up? Except Mike, I already know that. So Mike, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small suburb of Cartersville, Georgia. I'd say about 45 minutes to an hour north of Atlanta. Depending on traffic.
So depending on traffic. How long does it take to fly over that state?
Depends on where you're flying to, because I can't think of any reason you would fly over Georgia.
when you're trying to get to the East Coast.
Georgia is on the East Coast.
Nah.
I mean, you could fly into Georgia. That would be a good option. But first flying over Georgia, your next stop is, let me look at a map right quick.
Why don't they make like drive-thrus but for airplanes, you know, in case any of the passengers in the airplane want to get like a hamburger?
Brian, you're a genius.
I'm going to market this idea. Don't expect it out right away in the year, maybe like sometime around autumn.
Anyway. Okay, I'll expect it. Okay, so if you were to just fly straight past Georgia, your next stop would actually...
Okay.
Hang on, my internet connection in this place sucks. I didn't want Craigslist. I'm trying to see a world map.
So while
if you were to fly straight through Georgia, your next stop would be in the north... Yeah, it'd be in the northeast corner of Africa.
Fascinating. Simply fascinating. Yeah. You want to hear where I grew up?
I mean, it's in the questions.
Yeah. Okay, so I was born in Los Angeles, but I was raised primarily in...
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm an L.A. baby. An L.A. baby.
that explains some things.
Does it really? So I grew up mostly in Stockton, California throughout most of my childhood. Around middle school, I ended up moving to like Lodi or Galt, California. And then I moved back to Stockton until about 2013. Now, Stockton's a great place if you want to get mugged. I've told the story a lot of other places, but not on the podcast. I think... I started the podcast shortly after I had this event happen to me. But basically what happened was, while I was working for some drug dealers in California in Stockton, I ended up getting robbed at gunpoint. So I call the cops because like they took my wallet and my keys. The cops show up and immediately ask me to open up the trunk of my car because it turns out I was wanted for murder. Now, it's good that I did not have my car keys with me and that they ended up stealing them, because the inside of my trunk that the guy was trying to get me to open, the police officer, mind you, were these bloody, blood-covered chains. And the reason why I had those is because my cousin likes to make chain mail, but she gave me her first attempt at it, and she ended up cutting herself a lot on the sharp edges because she wasn't very good to begin with. So I had these blood-covered chains in the trunk of my car that I really didn't know what to do with, and they were just kind of sitting there. So anyway, I'm working for these drug dealers. I get robbed at gunpoint. I have bloody chains inside the back of my car. The police show up. They want me to open the trunk of my car, but I can't do it because I don't have the keys. So the police officers are talking to me, and they escort me into the back of their vehicle, which has like these this chain mesh in between the front seat and the back seat. I'm like, why? What's happening? And they're like, well, and they pull up on their little screen in the front seat, and they're like, well, it looks like you're a suspect in a current murder charge. And I'm like, is that the date and time that the event happened? Because it showed a date and time on it. And I pull out the book that I had with me, which I got from Gilroy, California, which is the garlic capital of the world. Basically, the thing that I was doing working for these drug dealers was I was basically part of their money laundering operation, where I was going city to city selling these pizza coupon books. But I got to Gilroy, California, which is the garlic capital of the world, and they had a bookstore that was going out of business. So I ended up buying like Animorphs books there, and I had the receipt with me that I was using as the bookmark. So I had what, the Hork Badger Chronicles from Animorphs on my person, and it had the receipt, and it actually matched the date and time. So I was like a good 4 hours away from the event in Stockton that took place. So my name was cleared, and they're like, okay, well, how are you going to get home? Because, you know, the guy stole my car keys, and in Stockton, California, they even said, if this was the first time that you've ever been robbed at gunpoint, you're incredibly lucky. And I'm like, cool, can I go home? So they end up driving me back to my house, but because I don't have my keys, because they were attached to my car keys, I actually have to ask one of the police officers to help me break into my own house. So I sneak in through the back, and the police officer follows me back there. At the time, I was living with my dad in Stockton, and my dad had this huge pit bull in the backyard This like big lumbering pit bull that just sleeps constantly and tries to eat trees. The police officer immediately grabs his gun. I'm like, please do not shoot my dad's dog. But I do end up getting like sneaking in through my bedroom window, deactivating the alarm, opening up the front door to tell the police officer that I got in okay and that I didn't need their help anymore so that they could go home. Then immediately jump onto my laptop to cancel my bank information. That way they can't steal any money out of my debit cards, which by the time that all this had happened, they already tried to use one of them at a McDonald's. So that was super. By the time I actually got to bed and made sure to let everybody know, it was already like 2 a.m. But my dad likes to tell everybody that the story happened starting at 2 a.m., but actually happened at like 9 p.m. So that's fun and great. Did you already know about the
Damn,
story or
dude.
no?
I knew about like the event. I didn't know the entirety of the story. I knew you offhandedly mentioning one time I was robbed at gunpoint. Okay, what? And then it just, kept going.
Yeah,
But holy
there's a
shit,
lot
dude.
to this story. It's pretty great. My dad ended up having me go to a therapist afterward and get a signed piece of paper from the therapist saying that I was normal, quote unquote. The therapist said, "Well, that's not even a thing." And I'm like, "Yeah, but my dad said that you have to write that I'm normal," and he threatened me with violence if you didn't. She's like, "Okay."
Good Lord.
This is
Hey, remember that segment in the in episode negative one?
negative one.
Or negative two?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Dads and how much they suck.
Oh yeah, that episode that we didn't actually publish because it got so crazy and out of hand. So we have another question from Chris. This question is, why do people peg you as a divorcee? I think it's referring to me.
Well, they peg me as a divorcee because I am a divorcee.
Yeah, I find that interesting that, out of the two of us, people tell me I look divorced, but as far as I know, nobody has straight up told you that as like a comment.
Nope. People are actually very surprised that I've been married, let alone divorced.
Okay. I mean,
Maybe
yeah.
it's because I look like I should be lonely.
You look too young to have been divorced, I think, in my opinion.
Ryan, you're not much older than me.
I know. Okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to read the question as he wrote. That way I can answer it like that.
Okay. Why do people peg you as a divorcee?
Actually, it's my ex-wife that did the pegging. Da 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 da. All right, we're going to take a short intermission and we'll be right back.
End of side A. Please continue on side B. Welcome back. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Tide Pool Orchestra. Side B.
All right, welcome back to episode 19, Side B of the Tide Pool Orchestra. So this is a lot less structured than we normally are. We're just going to kind of ask each other questions here with me. Again, continuing to be here is Mike.
Yep, it's me.
Yay! So we're just going to ask each other some bullet point questions.
Yeah.
Schmebulon is also here. He's great. So, a fun fact about Shmebulon that a lot of people might not know this is that he is Jewish. Mike, what's your favorite
Yeah.
color? What's your favorite color? Why is it
I
purple?
get my favorite color isn't purple.
Oh, interesting.
No, it's my favorite color is like green, but not like green green. It's like neon green.
So like a Nickelodeon slime color green as opposed to like a deep
Yes.
forest camouflage green.
Maybe a little darker than Nickelodeon slime, but yeah, generally that, like.
Okay. Like a
All right.
lime green, like green from a lime. Understand
I
now.
guess, yeah, lime green.
Understand. Everything is clear to me now.
Okay. Are we just going back and forth, or are you going to
Yeah, we're
ask me
going.
some and then I
Yeah,
ask
we're
you?
going back and forth. I was trying to like take up time in case you needed to think of a question by going like, yes, lime green. Meanwhile, Mike's in the background just writing a whole bunch of stuff on a chalkboard, going like, I have to figure out the exact question to ask Brian, otherwise he's not going to be able to answer it easily.
All right. Have you ever been to Five Guys?
No, but I've had Five Guys. Have you ever been to In-N-Out?
I have actually.
Nice. In-N-Out is a delicious restaurant. They make the best burgers.
I thought it was okay.
It's definitely overhyped In-N-Out Burger because, like, oh man, you have to go to California. If you're in California, you have to go to In-N-Out Burger. But it's like, eh.
Honestly, like Five Guys is better.
Yeah, Five Guys are better. Have you ever had Five Guys just like in your room?
Yes, actually, I have.
God. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite, God, dude, this is actually a really hard question for me. It's really hard for me to pin down favorites.
Okay, I think I can get an easier question if you need time for it. We can come back to that question.
Yeah, that would work for me.
Okay, in the movie Repo: The Genetic Opera, one of the song lyrics goes, this is Blind Mag, Shiloh's godmother singing to her. She says, "You have your mother's eyes, her hair. I was told you died with her." Resemblance is striking. But then, like earlier on in the movie, Shiloh is revealed to be bald due to all the chemicals that her dad was secretly poisoning her with. So, how did she have her mother's eyes and hair if her mother, like, if she's bald and she's wearing a wig, how does she have her mother's hair?
Well, the thing is, like, there's a lot from that movie that was actually in deleted scenes and outtakes and rewrites and stuff like that. So, the wig was originally actually going to be her mom's hair.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And also, the mom was going to be buried in the walls and not in a casket. Originally.
I'm surprised that you answered that so well because yeah, I also watch movies with the commentary track and I'm like, "Oh man, that's fascinating." Have you ever
Yeah, that's for.
seen any of their newer works? Terrence Zdzichinich Zucchini?
I haven't. Honestly, I came. I'm ashamed to admit it. I only came across Repo because I was an edgy goth kid when I was in high school, and I was
Right.
like, oh, this movie's so edgy and goth. Whoa, wow.
I don't know if
And
the
then I
movie
ended up
is
fucking
edgy
actually
even.
loving the movie.
I don't even know if I would classify the movie as edgy. I'm sure there's like blood and gore and stuff, but Repo: The Genetic
Hold
Opera is
on,
such
like,
like a love story between like a
it
father
is,
and a
and that's the
daughter.
thing, like, but when I read the synopsis, I was like, yeah, this is really edgy. And then I watched it and I was like, holy fuck, I love this movie so much. Like, legitimately.
Right? Their newer movies don't really come across as that. Like the Devil's Carnival 1 is intentionally designed, I think, like as a piece of art that makes the audience actually repulsed. Like it goes out of its way to make you uneasy when you watch it. The Devil's Carnival 2 is much better at being a movie, but at the same time, it's really unclear to the morals that they're trying to preach, which considering the devil is in the title and the devil is in the details, and the fact that like the second movie is almost entirely set place in heaven, one would assume that it would be a lot easier to figure out the morals present in the film.
I should really look into more of their films.
My favorite color is purple.
Why is it purple?
Because it's like a royal color. It's like, I don't know. I like purple more than red or blue. And I feel
It's
like
illustrious. It's
it's
vibrant.
electric.
It's powerful.
It's unique. Yeah.
Cat's favorite color is also purple.
That's because Kat has good taste, and that's why she said yes.
Aw, Ryan.
Aww. Ask me another question.
So we're actually getting questions on the Discord server as we speak. Do we want to ask
Wait,
those?
seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, read one off.
All right, so the first question is for Brian and Noah, but since Noah isn't here anymore, I'm going to say for Brian and myself, who would get the most Pepsi?
Probably Noah because I don't drink Pepsi and I only drink Coca-Cola.
That's fair. You're a man of class.
Who has shoved more things into? No, I'm not reading that one.
I'll read it for you. Okay. So, who has shoved more things into their urethra?
No.
And can we share those stories?
We cannot share those stories.
Well, like, who do you think has? Do you think me or you?
Gonna say you because I had like one instant. Okay, well, let's each think of the number and then we'll each say the number without going into detail and then
Okay, so like one thing multiple times counts as one thing, or the number of times.
Oh, okay. In that case, my answer is two, and I'm going off of your first option.
One thing multiple times counts as one thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I
Two,
got one.
one. All right, but how many times? This is a weird and dumb question. I don't like this question. Zia Cray, who we have mentioned on one of the Let's Play videos and comments a lot on these YouTube videos when we post the podcast on YouTube. But by the way, you can also subscribe to us on iTunes if you'd like. Zia Cray asks, "Are you guys okay?" I gotta say, after that last question, I don't know.
Sam, what did we do for the holidays?
Number one, not sure. If that's a furry specific question or just like an.
I'm gonna ask right now because I'm also not sure. Okay, you beat me to it. That's fine.
All right. So while that's going on, do you have any more questions, Mike? As in holidays, as in dog, because I have a dog, I mean holidays. I think we already answered what we did for the holidays. I mean,
Yeah,
you got a
unfortunately,
fiance, right? You
I did get a
got
fiance as a gift.
engaged, and I got a coffee pot.
I honestly, I was about to fuck up and say I would prefer a coffee pot, but what I meant by that is I also would have liked to get a coffee pot because it's pretty much the only thing I ask for is a coffee pot, and it's.
Oh man, you know, being engaged is one thing. Having a loving, supportive partner is fine, but I would much rather just have a nice, warm cup of coffee.
I didn't mean rather. I meant I would love to have both. I'm fine just getting the fiance, but I would also like to have a coffee pot as well.
Coffee is good. I like coffee.
Yeah, me too. I wish I had coffee, but I don't.
Oh Mike, what's your favorite Transformer?
My favorite Transformer?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know very many Transformers. I guess
There's a Hippopotamus Prime. There's Brambleboo. There is, are there more Transformers on this too? There's Gaming Brambleboo.
Brambleboo.
Yeah. There's Cheetah. There's
Cheetah, that's my favorite one.
in Japan, Cheetah is called Cheetus, which is cool because it
Cheetahs.
rhymes with fetus, and that's how you remember it.
That's a weird way to remember something.
Why did you start the podcast and this channel? Good question, Zia. I
I
started the
think that
podcast and
actually spells Chanel.
why did you start the podcast and the Chanel? Well, you see, I got the Chanel makeup products so that I would look beautiful. And then I started the podcast in 2012 as a way to really express my views and opinions. And actually, if we're being real, back in 2011, there was a podcast called Chaos Pony, which had Robert Benfer and Jason Steele, which I've talked about inside my Fractaplots video on this YouTube channel. And I really enjoyed the Chaos Pony, but after a while, the episode stopped happening. I think in the year 2012, they had one episode, and it was like a Christmas holiday special. And so, like, they went 11 and a half months without an episode. And during the
Why?
Christmas episode.
Why?
Good question. I think Jason Steele, he has a Film Cow, the YouTube channel. I think he just got bored with it and didn't want to do it anymore.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I
How
mean,
many?
that's how I feel about Tidepool, but.
Oh, you're okay. Great. How many pets do you have collectively? I don't have any pets. So,
If I count cat's cat along with my cat, then I have two.
collectively, we have two cats. They're mine now. What's the best place you've visited?
I really liked.
In 2009, I visited the hospital due to a urethra infection.
And how do you get that?
Don't want to talk about it.
So earlier this year, I visited San Jose, California, as well as San Francisco. Both of them amazing, lovely places. And a little bit after that, I also visited Denver, Colorado. Another amazing place.
I've
If I
gone
had
to
to choose,
If you had to choose,
oh, go ahead.
I
If I
visited
had to.
San Francisco actually a couple of times. I think it's very interesting the juxtaposition between like the Pier 31, I think it is in San Francisco, and how cheerful it is, and how you can just get like all sorts of souvenirs compared to Alcatraz Island, which is nearby, and you can actually rent a ferry to go to.
Yep. I saw Alcatraz while I was going over the Golden Gate, or rather under the Golden Gate Bridge, I guess, because I was on the fucking bottom half of it. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. It's like a tunnel. It's a bridge tunnel.
Yeah. But no, I think I would prefer I think I would prefer California over Colorado, honestly. Just based off of what I saw. 'Cause California was fucking beautiful, man, as far as like everything from what I saw. Don't get me wrong, Colorado was also beautiful, but it was like I'm used to trees and shit. I lived in Georgia. They have trees, they have lakes, they have mountains, stuff like that. But California was just, it was so foreign to me, and it was just so beautiful.
It's because California is on the West Coast, which is also known as the Best Coast, and that's why you had the best time there.
Oh, I thought it was a flyover state.
California can't be a flyover state because that's where they invented airplanes and have all the movies in Hollywood.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I can one up you on this one, bitch.
Yeah? Can you?
Airplanes were invented in North Carolina.
Because they wanted to get
And
out of North Carolina that desperately.
about 80 to 90% of movies and TV shows are filmed in Georgia nowadays.
Well, the ones that aren't filmed in Canada, India, or California. But yeah, a lot of the
Okay.
California shows are also being recorded in Nevada now, so yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, if you want to make like a desolate movie like Mad Max, yeah, totally, just film it in Georgia or whatever. If you want to make a
Are
good
you
movie,
aware that most of the Marvel movies are filmed in Georgia?
like I said, if you want to make a good movie, you have to film it in California.
You don't like the Marvel movies?
No, I wasn't ever really a fan of Batman. Think I just got a text message from you yelling at me. God damn it. That was fast. All the Marvel fans are getting on my case for making a lighthearted joke.
Before they're getting on you before it's even aired is the thing.
Fantastic.
How did they even know?
I think we gotta get this episode over with before they find me in the streets and just beat me up.
Yeah, right. All right, last but not least, can we describe this noise
Describe the
and this
noise
noise?
three question marks makes compared to the noise three exclamation marks make. So I would say that three question marks definitely makes more of a schmebulon noise, and that three exclamation points makes more of a less schmebulon noise, but more of a schmebulon noise. Would you like to demonstrate
So
schmebulon?
like a eh versus a
Yeah, like three question marks is like, or like, Whereas three exclamation
Yeah.
points is definitely more like, it's like, it really depends on
Brian,
the
I hate to
context.
say it. I don't want you to make those noises again. That was
Well, yeah.
They sounded like sex noises, buddy.
And that's the show. Thank you for listening to the Tide Pool Orchestra.
Spread
Thank you for listening. We'll have more people next time, and I'm just gonna leave this over. I'm just gonna hand the mic over to this pre-recorded thing from Jordan, and we are done.
This has been another episode of the Tide Pool Orchestra. Please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss the next episode, where you can also look forward to some fun bonus content. If you can't get enough of us, you can also follow us on Twitter at TidePoolO and like our Facebook page to keep up to date. For any questions, ideas, or business inquiries, feel free to email us at TidePoolOrchestra@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the calming sounds of the Tide Pool Orchestra.